conventional farming. The real story is not that simple, and far more interesting. Over the past century, farming practices have changed food in ways that reduced levels of beneficial compounds in our diet, ranging from those in fruits and vegetables that help prevent cancer, to fats in meat and dairy that modulate inflammation. Too many of us have never heard of fats that are good for us, or know that our health suffers when we don't get enough plant-made phytochemicals in our diet. Yet when it comes to lifelong health, an adequate supply of such compounds appears as fundamental as getting enough exercise. There is no shortage of opinions about what we should eat. People argue endlessly, for example, over whether we should eat less meat, more meat, no meat, or meat that isn't meat. What's typically missing from the framing of dietary choices is how we grow what we eat. The way we raise our crops and livestock proves as important as what we choose to eat. We're still learning how soil life helps plants grow and influences the things that end up in their bodies, and thus in our bodies. What role does better soil play in growing a better peach or carrot? If we want the healthiest food, is organic farming good enough? To answer such questions, we need to examine the long-running relationships that all plants develop with a vast menagerie of soil life. You may have heard about the importance of our microbiome, particularly the gut microbiota that dwell in our colon and transform what lands there into compounds that benefit our health. Similarly, the tiniest soil dwellers influence crop health. And what's true in the human body holds true for soil, too. Routinely killing off or disrupting microbial partnerships rarely benefits the host. Soil is the starting point for foods that come from the land, and a groundswell of evidence, observations, and research points to an underappreciated factor contributing to food quality: the health of the soil on farms and ranches. As we'll share ahead, a substantial body of evidence shows that the state of the land influences the health of crops, for better and worse, and the nutritional quality of the pasture, crops, or rangeland that livestock eat strongly influences their health. But does soil health affect human health as well? How much does what your food ate matter to your health? Like beads on a string, we can connect the way farmers treat their soil, grow crops, and feed their livestock to what fills our plates, glasses, and bodies. How we treat the land affects how it, in turn, treats us. Key pillars of today's conventional agriculture, routine plowing and liberal use of chemical fertilizers to grow relatively few high-yielding crops, helped drive the twin problems of degraded soil health and declining nutrients in food. Over the past century, our food lost mineral elements we need in trace amounts, like copper and zinc, and others we need a lot more of, like calcium and magnesium. Today, you'd have to eat several apples a day to keep that proverbial doctor away. These changes didn't happen by design as much by oversight and a single-minded focus on quantity. We've learned a lot in recent decades about the ways crops acquire or get shorted on minerals and other nutrients and compounds important for our health. Out of sight, below-ground communities of symbiotic soil bacteria and fungi work as a nutrient acquisition and intelligence service for plants. And it turns out that farming practices shape these communities and thus the types and amounts of health-promoting minerals, fats, and phytochemicals in our crops, meat, and dairy, and ultimately in our bodies. Phytochemicals are compounds plants make to help them defend themselves, enhance their growth, and communicate. But the go-to practices of mainstream agriculture disrupt the soil microbiome, unleashing modern farming.